Hello, my friends, and welcome back. This is not going to be your first, or this is not going to be your typical movie review podcast, because I promised that we were going to start getting into some stories and things like that, and other special content. Yeah, I'm tripping over my own words already. And this is the content we are talking about. If you had a chance to see the podcast image, you might be wondering, what are you talking about? Or if you were over here on our YouTube channel, you can check out this. We've got two iconic women going head to head, and this is going to be an epic showdown. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, that we're going to get into a little bit more, and I couldn't help but grab the red and the blue boxing gloves as well, because though they're not going to be in the ring, this is basically that in a different form. Now, why did I choose these images to use on this today? Well, I actually grabbed both of these images from some South Park things, because it was how Melania was described on South Park and also how Paris has been described on South Park. And it's just kind of been interesting. I haven't been a regular watcher of South Park for quite a few years now, but I catch it here and there, and it's stupid. It's entertaining. There's a reason it's been on the air for this long. It's like The Simpsons. It's going to be around a long time. But what does that have to do with these movies? Well, why am I putting Melania and Paris head to head? Because when it was announced that this Melania movie was going to be coming out on January 30th of this year, 2026, it's like, okay, that's awesome. She's the first lady. We're going to get to see the special introspective into her life. Just shortly thereafter, Paris Hilton's iconic, I've got to refresh myself on the name of it, but she also made her announcement that her movie was also coming out on January 30th. So Hollywood could not ever let this just go down, being a documentary about the first lady, Republican first lady for that. They could not let her steal the spotlight on that. So they had to put a Hollywood icon, I'm using air quotes here, for that, because in South Park, Melania was described as the first lady, as Trump's wife, all this. In South Park, Paris is referred to as the stupid spoiled whore. I'm not sugarcoating that in any way, shape, or form. It was a big issue. They were completely making fun of the simple life. And just the fact of this hotel heiress made into a reality superstar that just is known for her excessive behaviors in certain ways. And the fact that Melania she's recognized, of course, as being the first lady, but a lot of people can't get over the fact that she was basically naked in a lot of publications and stuff like that years ago and different things like that. And her modeling career, and the fact that she was nude for a lot of that. And people can't get past that and see what a brilliant person that she is beyond that. And I'm going to get into a little bit more about that, but I want to share with you the trailers for this movie. So I beg you, please come over here to our YouTube channel where you can check these out, because these are, they're different in a lot of ways. And I want you to be able to see that instead of just being able to hear it. So I'm hoping you are enjoying yourself, of course, on the podcast, but I invite you to come on over here to our YouTube channel where we are going to be getting into a little bit more of these here with these trailers. So we're going to jump right in here. Here we go.
Here we go again.
You can come in. Don't worry. My proudest legacy will be that of Peacemaker.
Peacemaker under the fire.
Beautiful.
Together,
with like-minded leaders,
we have a voice. Is it safe?
It is safe.
Everyone wants to know. So here it is.
Hi, Mr. President. Congratulations.
Did you watch it?
I did not. Yeah, I will see it on the news.
truly one of the most iconic, most beautiful first ladies I think we've ever had. Now let's check out the one for Paris. Okay, I'm trying to figure out why I don't have any sound here. It's really unusual. This up here. Okay, let's try that again. And just like a lot of things in life, this, I'm trying to figure out some of the technical things on this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that away and I'm going to fix this just by just taking a little bit of a, gotta find it here. Here it is. Just took me a second. Bring that back down. So there we go. Bring that back. There we go.
I don't know. Now it's like, it's hard. These people are so judgmental, even with this concert. I'm so nervous.
I think when people would see me out at night, they just saw this carefree girl having the time of her life and just looked so happy. But I was young and had no idea the destruction of that innocence was right around the corner.
In the early Y2K days, it was part of the culture to talk down about women.
I knew somewhere deep down that if I listened to all those hateful comments out there in the world, that I would never recover. So I decided to find the light within the darkness. Music is indescribable. Music saved my life.
And again, I apologize about some of the technical glitches there, but we got that resolved on that. So again, my apologies. That was just, yeah, I don't know why I was having such huge audio issues with that, but got it fixed. But yeah, I mean, we've got one lady who is iconic for, of course, being the first lady and for being for marrying Donald Trump. And people think that that's all there is to her. But Melania actually speaks 6 languages. She speaks Slovene, German, French, Italian, English, and Serbian. And people are like, well, she doesn't speak English very well. No, but she's a lot more fluent than a lot of other people are in that. And so I think when you're fluent in that many languages, it's really hard to kind of get away from that strong of an accent. And she is so widely known for, of course, being who she is. But she's also, she is involved in jewelry businesses, skincare, films, documentaries, of course, the new movie that's coming out. And she's been involved with numerous fundraising things for Boys and Girls Club and for a lot of other worthwhile organizations out there. So she uses her status and her power to really do good in the world and really to kind of put that forth. But people can't get past the hate just because she's married to Trump. If she was a Democrat, if Trump was still a Democrat the way he was years ago. Oh, sorry, Stormy. Sorry, Stormy's been sneezy. He's going to the vet tomorrow. But if Donald Trump was a Democrat and if Melania was a Democrat, she would be on the cover of every magazine. She would be hailed as being the most beautiful first lady in history. And she would be recognized for all of this accolade and everything else. But because he's a Republican, Stormy, honey, you okay? It sounds like he's behind me, but I don't see him. Storm, so there you are. Okay, bud. Yep, I think he's got a little bit of a respiratory infection, so he's going in tomorrow to get looked at. But, and actually, I'm recording this early. I'm actually recording this on Monday evening, so he's going in on Tuesday to go to the vet. And so that'll be tomorrow. And yeah, it's just, this is, sorry, that totally derailed my brain, but I always got to take care of my babies. But seriously, if she was this, if she was on the other ticket, she would be hailed across the board as the most beautiful first lady in history. Now, Paris, on the other hand, her last name being Hilton, she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. And she rebelled a lot as a teenager and ended up in a lot of problems as she was younger and growing up. And she ended up being, she was a survivor of a lot of different types of abuse as well. And she has tried to turn her life around, but she can't get past the, I think South Park's description of her for a long time was really accurate of stupid, calling her a stupid, spoiled whore, because that's basically how she portrayed herself. Now, she has really tried to clean up her image in recent years, and she's now a mother and a wife as well. She speaks two languages, but I only count it as one. She speaks, of course, English, but then she speaks in her little baby voice that she tries to make sound so sweet. Oh my God, that voice just kills me. Can you tell? But all of her ventures that she's involved in, she is involved in a lot. She wouldn't be in any of them if it wasn't for her name. Honestly, if she was not a Hilton, she would be just another reality star, just wannabe type thing. She's in media, she's in fragrance, she's in beauty, she's in fashion, she's in lifestyle, she's doing big things with the metaverse. She does a lot with investments, and then her reality shows, The Simple Life, Dumb Blonde, Billion Dollar Empire. She wouldn't be there if it wasn't for her name. Now, okay, would Melania be there if she wasn't married to Trump? I don't know. But Paris has had a golden ticket. Does that mean her life has been easy? No. But it means that no matter what she's wanted to do or how she's wanted to do it, she's had the money to back it up. And I don't want to say that that lessens the things that she has accomplished, but at the same time, it pretty much does, because if you've got money to buy your way, like this Infinite Icon, a visual memoir movie that she is doing, and she's just trying to appear so iconic, and she's got that little baby voice that's just, oh my God. I understand that she's got a story to tell. She's experienced hardships in her life, but okay, take away all the money, take away all the fame. What would she be? Melania, take away all the money, take away all the fame. Where would she be? It's an interesting comparison, and it's going to be really interesting to take these two movies. And don't worry, I'm going to come back and review both of these. But it's just going to be interesting to take the stories and to look at the women behind the stories and look at their lives and look where they started and where they're at now. So that really goes to say a lot about these. And like I said, the fact that it was announced that this Paris memoir thing was coming out the exact same day that the Melania memoir. I mean, seriously, it's like, if this was intentional, I don't know that for a fact. I haven't read that anywhere for a fact, but there is no way that these are opening on the same day purely by coincidence. It's just not happening. So we've got, like I said, these two iconic women, one epic showdown. Are they actually out there battling gloves to gloves? No, but they might as well be, because you've got two extraordinarily powerful women that are both putting something out there. And one is meant to be very informative and educational, and the other one is meant purely as entertainment. Which one will resonate more with you? Now, again, if Paris was not a Hilton, the odds of her albums, and I'm using air quotes and everything on that again as well, because, okay, she's okay as a singer. I'm no expert by any means. I could never be a judge on like AGT or X Factor or anything like that. I'd be later going with the X's on a lot more acts than they're doing. So I'm no expert by any means when it comes to listening to music, but there's a lot of artists that I see on some of those shows that are more talented than Paris that don't make it. So if it was not for the money behind her name, she wouldn't be where she is. And that it's just so upsetting to see these two movies up against one another on the same day. Because let's say you're going to the movies and you're going there and you're looking at the thing. And let's say you did not know these two movies were coming out on the same day. and you see the poster for Paris, and you see the poster for Melania, and you're probably swayed by a lot of political stuff that you see online, stuff that you hear from the major news agencies, which are all fluff to begin with, all fluff and mostly lies. For myself, I only really watch Newsmax, OAN, RSBN, things like that. So I don't focus on Fox News. I definitely don't listen to CNN, MSNBC. I occasionally watch BBC a little bit, but I just cannot get behind mainstream media. They lost me a long time ago with the bias and with the lies on a lot of different things. And so I just can't. But then you've got a lot of these people who are going to be going to the theaters. They're seeing these two posters side by side, and they're probably thinking, what in the world? Which one do we choose? And they're thinking, oh, I like Simple Life, and I like this, and I like Dumb Blonde, and oh, I like her, and I like... So they're going to go see the Paris Hilton one because they think it's going to be more entertaining. And it very well might be. It very well might be. But there's so much power in both of these that are really, they're not given an equal playing field. And mind you, they shouldn't. I mean, things don't need to be equal. Things don't need to be fair. But something like this, like I said, this is intentional. This was done intentionally to pull the viewership away from Melania to Paris. And it was just done in such a sneaky way that only Hollywood could have come up with something like this. Or who knows, maybe Paris greased the wheels of some other stuff like this to make sure this opened on the same day. I don't know. That's purely conjecture on my part, so I don't mean anything negative by that. Just in case you're listening, Paris. So there's just, you've got two completely different women, two completely different generations, and two very powerful stories. So I hope that you get a chance to check these out. If you check one out, I beg that you check them both out. Like I said, I'm going to be reviewing these, and I will have those up for you as soon as I get a chance to. But as always, I hope that you are going to be enjoying these new types of things. I'm going to be sharing some theater stories here. I'm also going to be sharing other things like this, of other epic showdowns when it comes to something like this. And yes, I created the poster, but I did not create the images of the ladies. I did get that from South Park, so giving them all the credit on that. Sorry, I'm thirsty. My iconic white mug I don't have today because I cheated and went to McDonald's. One McDonald's Coca-Cola. But like I said, I had to bring something like this up, and I had to bring up this comparison. I had to sit here and talk about this because you think about the one, you think of a reality TV star, you think about the other one. And surprisingly, the first thing that comes to people's mind with Melania is, number one, is being the first lady. Number two is the fact that she was a nude model. It's like, of all of the things to know about her, it's like, really, does that rank that high? I mean, come on. Like I said, if it was any other party, and I don't even know what political party Paris is. I honestly don't. But Melania, of course, we know where she stands. And like I said, even if she was a libertarian, she would be on the cover, like I said, of every magazine. She'd be out there and just boom, right there. But because she's a Republican, she's married to a Republican, maybe a rhino. I mean, he can be a rhino at times. So I'm not a total, I'm a fan of a lot of the things Donald Trump does, but there's also a lot of things that he does that I'm not a big fan of. So I'm not just a diehard Trumper out here trying to go, oh, I'm leaning this way or I'm leaning that way on politics. No, I am a constitutional conservative. And so I base my feelings based off of that. And trying to explain that to people is, I feel like I'm trying to bang my head into a brick wall sometimes. But if this has helped you at all with this, or if this has been entertaining, don't forget to make sure you subscribe and turn on those notifications, because we are going to start having these bonus episodes sometime during the week, about every other week or so. And who knows, they might become more often, but I just want to get on here and, like I said, bring something like this to light, because this was just something that was too big to ignore. So I hope that you are having an awesome day. I hope that this has created some discussion. hopefully this has created some water cooler discussions and things like that. Or who knows, maybe just to have with your spouse, your parents, your friends. Who knows, maybe just sit around at the bar and make fun of it. I don't care. But they say any publicity is good publicity, but I mean, that's debatable. That's debatable. Hell, heck, look at Paris here. I mean, we can see where that went. But almost technically, and Melania too. Like I said, if you just focus on the one things, but not the other. So they're both, like I said, very powerful women. They're two of the most powerful women in the world. And just the fact that it's the same date, same year, it's going to be epic. So be sure to come back. You won't want to miss these reviews. And as always, I will be back soon. Bye-bye.